Today is May the 4th, 2018. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we are up to chapter 26. Before we read, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You're the authority over our lives, so bountiful, so creative. You're the designer of everything that is good. You're equal to none other, and so fresh each new day. Lord, you are gorgeous and holy, holy, holy. The intelligent designer you are. You are Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Messiah, and new with us right now. You're the opener of our hearts and our minds, so pure and powerful. You are the quieter of our souls. You are righteousness and salvation, the trusted one, and unbelievably awesome. You are victory in Jesus, the walk we want to walk, the expert in everything, and you are Yahweh. We yield to you and say yes to you, and we desire you, Lord. You are the zenith over all life itself. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. May you be blessed today. May the works of our hands and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you, so that we may touch and bless others and show them Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you and thank you for this, because you are the beautiful Savior. We ask it all in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? After the woman with the alabaster jar anointed Jesus with the precious oil, Judas Iscariot went to the chief priests and asked, "What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples asked Jesus where he would have them prepare the Passover. And he said, the word of God, Matthew 26, verse 18. Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. The word of God. Matthew 26, verse 18. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen New Every Morning, sung by Audrey Assad. In the beginning, you hovered over the water. You broke an unbroken silence. You spoke light into darkness, and there was light. In the beginning, we were made in your image, and we were naked without shame, till we fell for the darkness, and there was night. Your mercies are new, new every morning. Your mercies are new, new every morning. In the beginning, there was the Word, and he was God, and the Word was with God. And he dwelt among us, and there was life. Oh, in the beginning, the Lamb of God was broken, and his life was poured out for the sins of the world, and there was life. At the cross, when I first saw your light, at the cross, I received my sight. At the cross, where you laid down your life, your mercies are new, new every morning. Thank you, my friends, for listening into the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this beautiful song about him, New Every Morning, sung by Audrey Assad. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pause and pray. We set our alarms for 1:16 p.m. each and every school day, and we pray. It is a prayer of unity. It is a very devout, yet really short prayer, because you're in the middle of teaching or in the middle of meetings, but you can pause. Today we are going to pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, and that would include our students too. So let us lift them up in this really tender, tough time for them. Now, if 1:16 goes off and you can't remember the prompt, that's not a problem. Just pray. And if you don't know what to pray for, give God praise for what he is doing for you. And that is Friday. Okay, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. because we have based it on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in the eighth series of his, and was actually his first series. I'm doing it kind of backwards, and he wrote this in 2000, 18 years ago. This one he calls Touching and Blessing. The scripture he chose is Mark 10, verse 16. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Most of us are always teaching in the classroom, but are we always touching and blessing the lives of those with whom we work? If we took a survey of each student, coworker, parent, and administrator we serve, what percent would say that we have touched and blessed their lives? Have we been taking the time lately to do things that really touch and bless people's lives where we work? How is it that we actually touch and bless people while on the job? There are six biblical steps that we can follow in order to bless and touch more people's lives for Christ while on the job. Number one, get our priorities straight. Who is our primary employer while on the job? The state, the school board, the principal, self, or God Almighty? Who are we most concerned with pleasing? We need to seek the kingdom of God and serve Jesus first while on the job. When we are pleasing God, we will be touching and blessing others. Number two, let God personally touch us daily. We must set aside a time and place devoted to prayer and the study of God's word. Is daily prayer and the study of God's word or devotional literature part of our routines? Do we tarry and dwell with God in this prayer time? Or is it a rushed drive-by prayer time, or the simple recitation of a wish list? We are going to touch few people's lives if we don't take time in prayer daily to let Jesus touch and bless us. Number three, pray for our profession weekly. Attend a happy hour of prayer each week, specifically for the purpose of interceding for education. Set aside a specific time and place to pray each week for education. Attend alone or join with other Christian educators who also need a drink of living water. Commit to this time and schedule family and professional responsibilities around it. Number four, be encouragers, not critics on the job. We must not judge or condemn people while on the job. We must be servants, peacemakers, problem solvers, and encouragers. We must become quicker at finding and offering solutions to problems than we are at finding and condemning the person who is at fault. Number five, spend personal one-on-one time with others. Time is everyone's most valuable commodity. God took time to humble himself and walk among us as a person to touch and bless us. Do we humble ourselves to really enter into our students' lives, to speak with them personally one-on-one in order to teach a concept or give a word of correction or encouragement? Praise God, he is never too busy running creation, grading our behaviors, and planning our lives that he doesn't have time to listen and speak to us personally each day. Number 6. We must press in. The woman with the unhealed issue of blood pressed in to touch Jesus in Mark 5:25. She had to make her way through a crowd. She probably couldn't even see him when she began moving toward him. She did not wait for an invitation. We also must look through the crowds of students, parents, staff members, and the myriad of responsibilities in our classrooms to see Christ amidst what seems to be, at times, a rushing madness. It was hard work for this woman to reach Jesus, but she was determined and desperate. Are we determined and desperate for the blessing and salvation of those with whom we work? Or are we more concerned with self-preservation and fulfilling all the worldly responsibilities our jobs entail? It is hard work to stay faithful in prayer and in witnessing when it seems like everyone and everything is trying to keep you from reaching this goal. We must persevere and press in, continuing to touch each student, parent, co-worker, and administrator with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must gently touch their hands, their shoulders, the edges of their garments, and in our heart ask God to bless them and allow His Spirit and power to move into them. Touch and bless. We will not find this job responsibility on our summative annual evaluation form that our administrator gives us at the end of each year. However, it will be included one day when our Lord gives us our final evaluation for our job performance in education. Will He say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? And that, my friends, was our devotional for today by Don Clark. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's quote is from Kenneth Patton. By the choices and acts of our lives, we create the person that we are. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the words of Jesus in Matthew 26, verse 18. Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, "The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples." Oh, gracious God, Lord of time and space and matter, we come before you because you are King. We want to serve you, Lord. We want to do justice. We want to love kindness. And we want to walk humbly with you, Lord. We thank you for Jesus' powerful words that we enter into each day. Help us to touch and bless those like you do, Lord. Help us to be your ambassadors, your representatives, and your children in our school buildings and offices today. We love you, Lord. We thank you for everything in the most wonderful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.